probably like an employee. Declaration of Melissa Costas. And COTUS. And she says, I'm the dialer operations manager. I'm submitting this in support of blah, blah. I have personal knowledge of the facts set forth in this declaration, and if called as witness, I couldn't would confidently testify. I have worked in the dialer operations position for this company for 10 years. I am the individual employed with this business that has equal to or more knowledge than any other individual in the company regarding the operations of the company's predictive dialer hardware and software.
Bingo.
There you
Bingo.
Go. Okay, right?
There you go, right there.
See, in my second set of discovery, I nailed them down on this, I think, by asking them for the software, because what you guys helped me with, the software and the manuals for that kind of stuff. So it seems like they knew they had to admit it or something.
Well, what
they
you
come
got,
with the information.
Yeah, well, what I want to touch on here real quick for everybody's benefit is she's familiar with their predictive dialer equipment.
That means they have it.
Exactly. And there's case law out there that says that they only have to use equipment capable of that, not
right.
that they have to use it in that mode.
Hallelujah. That's the truth. It says it has the capacity. If it has the capacity, that's all it needs.
That's right.
So they just
there's case law on that.
Yeah,
oh,
they've
wow.
given you your whole case. I mean, your whole opposition is going to be very easy because they gave you most everything you need. I didn't look up that first case you mentioned in the first paragraph. I can promise you, if you read that, it's going to help you for sure.
Well,
these
you know what?
People are typical
it.
Attorneys.
I Googled it earlier, and I didn't have a chance to read it because, like I said, I just got this earlier. But the first two are life after that case, meaning that looks like, you know, someone has already brought up some opposition to it. And Pintos v. Pacific Creditors Revisited.
Well, Pintos versus versus Pacific is very well quoted, and it's misquoted. But anyway,
okay.
Go ahead with what you're writing on there.
Yeah.
Or reading on there, I mean.
Well, that was just the heading, Pintos v. Pacific Creditors Revisited.
No. I'm talking going back to the declaration or whatever it was you were
okay.
reading.
Roger, sorry. So they stated they're the individual employed. I just want to read this again. That has equal to or more knowledge than any other individual.
That
doesn't mean that they have knowledge of whenever they
come.
Mm-hmm.
That's puffery in an affidavit.
Okay.
Did you realize that is a conclusory statement?
Well, not only that, Dave.
Oh, right.
It's hearsay. Who says she has more knowledge than that?
She's giving an opinion. That's not first-hand fact knowledge. That you see how you can rip that declaration apart? That
also
is a conclusory statement. It is an opinion. It is not a statement of first-hand factual knowledge.
Okay, yes, I do.
And it's hearsay.
Because she's pretty much almost testifying for other people by saying she has more knowledge.
That's my point. What you do in your opposition is you discredit her whole thing, that she's making conclusory statements.
Yep.
And the conclusion she's drawing is that she has equal to or more knowledge than anybody in the company. And so...
Well, where's the evidence of that?
Okay.
And who says so other than her?
Yeah, where's the evaluation of the knowledge level of all employees? Is that information before the court? Has that been provided to substantiate her conclusory statements?
Okay.
See, this is how you have to discredit people like that. You make them look real stupid. They do this kind of stuff all the time, and you just got to think about it. She's saying that she has more knowledge. Really? Just because she says it, is it true? Where's the proof? Is she in a position to know that factually? Is there anybody that's evaluated the knowledge level of the other people at the company? Is any of that attached to the declaration in support of it? No.
Okay, let me just read the rest of it. There's only four more small paragraphs. She said, I have taken an opportunity to review the account notes for the plaintiff to determine whether any communication directed to him was initiated by our predictive dialing system. Again, they admit to having predictive dialing system, so this is just perfect. But just to argue for the benefit, and then the next paragraph, based on my review of plaintiff's accounts, account notes, I have concluded and represent under oath hereto that Mr. Danaher was never contacted by First Source predictive dialing system based on the entries contained in the collection notes.
Well, the collection notes are not all of the evidence. Phone company records are additional evidence that can be secured in discovery.
Thank you. And I've been asking...
One more thing. Have those notes been entered into the record? yes or no?
No, and I asked them for them. Okay,
well,
thank you.
Okay, now listen. Wait a second. Jeff just
made a point.
Yeah, there's a point here.
There. Right.
Are they on the record?
Okay, right.
Well, no, let me make this very pointed. Where Jeff is going with this is she is stating she has looked at the records and that that information isn't in there. She's referencing facts not in evidence.
Oh.
And that are not attached to her declaration. Therefore, her statements are hearsay.
Okay, thank you.
It's just that clear. When they reference something else, they have to attach that to the affidavit or declaration.
And that has to be sworn to as well.
Okay.
And did you not request this in discovery? I think you just said you requested these exact records that she's talking about.
You know what? I have to go back because I did the first time, but somehow they objected to it, and I think I clarified it better in my second set of discovery requests, which is due in like a few weeks.
Yeah, but my point is you have to take this particular document. She is making statements about those things. She has not attached copies to her declaration or affidavit, whatever it is. I believe you said it was a declaration, correct?
It's a declaration, yes.
Okay. She has not attached it. She is making conclusory statements about facts not in evidence and not attached to the declaration. Therefore, her statements cannot be considered by the court. They are hearsay. Bingo. She's done right there. That goes right out the window just with what I just told you.
Excellent. And if the court doesn't accept it, my objection? Well, that'll...
Well, you know, I mean, you always have the thing of appeal, but you point that out to the court. I mean, and especially if you put it in your thing, in your response... That's on the record. That'd be on the record for appeal. It isn't even anything you got to worry about saying in front of a judge or anything. That's in writing on the record. And any appeals court would look at that and go, that judge was an idiot not to pass on that declaration.
Okay, gotcha.
But remember, you have to give the judge or the court something to hang their hat on.
Okay, right.
And what you do is you show that, and the judge has got exactly what you said. You know, the court agrees with the plaintiff that the declarant failed to attach, or there were no documents attached to the declaration of Susie Q, and therefore her testimony in her declaration is hearsay. That's what you'll get back from the court.
And then she further said, so she further said, I based my opinion on the fact.
Bingo.
That
bingo. She used the word herself, opinion. You don't put opinions in a declaration. Declarations are statements of fact. You see how she hung herself again?
Wow. Yeah. Now
you got that's remember I keep saying you got to look at every sentence.
Wow. I mean, David, sorry, I based my opinion on the fact. She's calling.
Yeah, I based my opinion on. We're not. Declarations aren't opinions.
Right.
She said that she gave an opinion.
Okay.
So here's the thing. And it's a question that could be raised. Is this? Which part of her statement is opinion and which part of the statement is fact? Because now you don't know which is fact and which isn't.
Am I giving them a chance to respond that way, though, or is that...
No. But you can point out to the court that her entire affidavit is ambiguous in that she has expressed an opinion, but she has not delineated which is opinion and which is fact.
Wow. Okay. Let me just read the rest of that paragraph. It's small, but it goes, I based my opinion on the fact. Okay.
I love it. Somebody puts the word opinion in a declaration.
Somebody had to take that lawyer, trade him in on a mule, take the mule out back, and shoot it.
Do you see how stupid these people are? They're supposed to be educated in the law. I'm just some dope sitting in Dallas, Texas, in his living room, and I can rip them to shreds. Come on, please.
Janie may be a relative of someone. You never know.
What you need to write is based on the statement. I don't think her opinion matters much to the court.
Okay. So when I go back and listen to this, I am going to tear this declaration apart, and it's not going to stand.
There you go.
Two more.
One sentence at a time.
Right. Okay, so she said, I based my opinion on the fact that the call entries were manually dialed since the notes do not reflect the action code in quotes, a dial, which would indicate that the call
was pure conjecture.
That's pure conjecture and conclusory statements. Oh, my God, that is one of the worst declarations I've ever heard.
Yeah, you're going to have to send her a bottle of wine.
Trade that attorney in on two mules and take them both out back and shoot them.
Jeez.
Okay. So on this one we had conclusory, ambiguous, because the opinion in fact, okay, I'll just go back and listen.
Yeah, but see, the whole thing is opinion.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So
you're sitting in a real good spot with that. You can discredit that entirely.
Good. Okay, one more paragraph. Further confirmation of my opinion.
Better.
Oh, my God.
This, you know what? This might have been my good news, you know.
Who did you say?
The kid earlier.
Oh, this is good news and stupid lawyer moment all rolled up into one.
Good point,
oh, God. Oh,
further confirmation of my opinion is based on a review of other documentation which indicates that the subject account was never submitted or loaded for a predictive dialer campaign.
What other documentation?
Okay.
That isn't specified and isn't attached to the declaration. Therefore, all of the statements are hearsay and should not be considered by the court. End of story. That thing will go out the window so fast.
Okay, so what?
Enrollment information in the 12-step program for Twits Anonymous.
Yeah, really.
Okay, so if they respond to this in their reply and they say they furnish these documents, we'll just deal with that later, or...
What do you mean?
You would hope they furnish those.
Well,
yeah.
I guess what we're talking about here are the things they did not attach, which are the collection note or the account notes, other documentation.
The way that you deal with this is you state that the declarant makes, in paragraph one, the declarant states such and such, so and so, that it is her opinion. A declaration is not a place for opinions. A declaration is a statement of first-hand fact knowledge. It is obvious the declarant does not have first-hand fact knowledge and is making conclusory statements about other documents that are not in evidence and have not been attached to the declaration. Therefore, statements of the declarant are hearsay and should not be considered by the court. That's it. I mean, I gave you the language right there.
Excellent.
Well, not only are they conclusory and hearsay, they're incompetent.
Yeah, okay. you could even put that word incompetent in there. I mean, that declaration is so bad, that is an appropriate word.
Incompetent because they're trying to pass fact, or rather opinion for fact.
Yeah.
And hearsay for evidence.
Hearsay, they're trying to pass off hearsay, conclusory statements with no supporting evidence as fact.
Okay, great, excellent.
Decidedly twittish.
Don't put that last phrase in there, though.
Is that in the last law dictionary? Yeah.
This tonight here with going over this. This has been a good little tutorial for people to understand how you can rip these declarations and affidavit. Declaration and affidavit are basically the same thing. It's a sworn statement.
Oh, we should all get one.
Yeah. And I love doing that because I haven't found I have not found one affidavit yet that I have looked at personally, and I've looked at a bunch that I couldn't tear apart and discredit in large part. Maybe not entirely, but in very large part.